Welcome, everyone, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and we're continuing 2016 with one of our new shows called The Dean Has Spoken. The show is co-hosted by none other than THP staff writer extraordinaire Dean, and he can be found on the THP forum as well as on Twitter at Dean of THP. This is a special edition PGA show, Kickoff, and we're going to talk some product launches today. Welcome, Dean.
Hi, Josh. Excited to be here. It is the Monday of the PGA Merchandise Show week. We got a lot of new releases today, and this is kind of an off-the-cuff show. We are discussing the releases and said, hey, why not put together another podcast?
Exactly right. If you didn't hear our first episode, The Dean Has Spoken is a new twist on your on-demand audio in the world of golf. We're going to be discussing equipment, tour golf, industry happenings, and really anything else that strikes our fancy, with the key here being that the Dean of THP will always have the final word. The way the show works is easy. There are five topics, 10 arguments, and only one right answer for each, being in that he is the Dean, he's going to let us know what that is. Being a special edition, this is a unique show about product launches with a grading scale we're going to call the Dean's List. So are you ready to get this thing started?
Let's do it.
First topic, new product release, Bushnell releases the V4 laser rangefinder. Now, we talked about lasers last episode. This is a new launch for them. The previous V3, I believe, launched in 2013. Introduced Jolt to the world, a feature that was kind of overlooked, but everybody who used it loved it. Rewind back to 2015 PGA show last January, and we saw the Torx come out, which is your Cadillac of rangefinders. Didn't know where they were going to go, and today they launched the V4, which is a replacement to the V3, and you can tell people about it and what your grade is.
Okay, so looking at the V4, what they've done, replacing the V3, they kept the Jolt Seeker technology, which anyone who used that knows it's fantastic. You zoom in on the flag, you get a little vibration in the hand, you know you're locked on, that's great. It's accurate to within 1 yard, you get the 5x magnification, a little smaller than the V3, which is very nice, getting more compact. The Torx was pretty compact too, comfortable in hand. Rainproof. Anyone who's been stuck in the rain, you always worry about, what if my electronics get wet? This one's going to be rainproof. Pretty nice, subtle feature. As for a grade, you know, they're offering both a slope and a non-slope version. The slope now is legal in tournament play as long as it's turned off. So you have to give them at least a B+, A- for the release.
I agree, and they put out all the information immediately. And your grade, we're going to go with a B+. That's what you said first. Next launch, Bridgestone releases the ball that everybody's been waiting for, or at least have been talking about. They've done the hashtag on social media, best ball ever. It actually started trending on Twitter this morning. Four new golf balls. THP has your full coverage with an interview with the people from Bridgestone as of this morning. B330 RX, B330 RXS, B330, and B330S. What do you think of the launch?
The new launch, it's pretty exciting, and it was fun being in the room with Bridgestone and hearing the passion they have for it, the excitement they have for it, and the energy. There was a lot of energy in that room, and it's really exciting to have a company that feels that about a product, not just a ho-hum, here's another golf ball. They're ready to go out and show the world that they make the best golf balls on the planet, and that's their goal for the year. And they've got some new technologies in this ball that I think, if they market it the proper way, they're going to get that message across with no problem.
Before you get into the technology, I want to say, you know, there's products that come out with different releases that are, you know, evolutionary or, you know, an evolution, an incremental change. This is not one of those products as far as in speaking with Bridgestone.
No, they think this is a revolutionary product, not an evolutionary product. Like you said, they put a new cover on it. They're calling it SlipRes technology. The cover is a little bit self-healing in a way. We're talking about the durability of a golf ball. You know, you're hitting it with wedges and it scuffs up a little bit and it kind of masks the scuffs and kind of fills in the cracks, if you will. So it's going to be interesting to see how people take to that, a golf ball that, you know, you hit off a tree and all of a sudden that smiley face, you know, isn't there anymore. That's a great thing. The new cores, the Am Tour core and the Tour core, they're really pumping it to be the ball, you know, above 105 miles per hour swing speed and below 105 swing speed for us mere mortals to get the best performance out of it. You know, the golf ball is the only piece of equipment that you use for every single shot on the course. So having a ball that's fit for you, that works for your game, is pretty vital to your success.
So what are you going to give us on a grade for the launch?
because I have not put it in play yet, I can't give it a full A. So we're going to go with an A minus just because of the passion they have for it. The technologies sound fantastic. We're going to give that one an A minus. It's going to be a really good launch for them.
Now, I'll say, and my grade means nothing, but I'm going to go with a full A just because I have put it in play and what they're describing works. But again, my grade doesn't count. This is all about the Dean's List. Let's talk about the next product, and it's one that there's not a lot of information about yet, but we're going to see it throughout the PGA show, and you saw a little bit of information on it on the THP forum, and that is Callaway releasing a new finish for the very popular PM Grind.
Yeah, the new finish for the PM Grind, it was just last year at the PGA show when the PM Grind made its debut. You do really a wedge that if you walk by any of them in the stores, it really stands out. It's got the big head, the grooves all the way out to the toe. And a way to expand on it, they didn't want to remake the wedge because the wedge is already really good. So the demand from the consumers, they wanted a different finish. The MD3s come out with a black finish, and now they're going to have a black finish on the PM Grind to match.
Now, one of the things that's intriguing here, and we've talked about it in the past for all different companies, is the attention of the consumer. In this situation, it was like Callaway was listening to the feedback, decided to take that feedback and give people what they wanted.
Creating that personal experience, that one-on-one communication, you feel like they're, you know, the company is your friend. And Callaway really took the reins with that and ran with it a few years back. And the feedback they're getting, I think it's working both ways. They're treating consumers, and consumers are feeling like they're getting that personal valet experience from the company. And this is one where Callaway's getting kind of a product idea or a nudge in a direction from their consumers. They wanted a black PM Grind, and now they're going to get it.
So it's time for the Dean's List. What's the grade?
This one I've got to go with an A because the PM Grind, it's such a good wedge. It's unique. It's different. It's versatile. And now getting it in a different finish gives you another option for it.
And options, like we discussed last show, are always a good thing. Fourth topic, US Team EMEA. New shafts come out, and the Recoil has been extremely popular. Now they're adding to that line. The Recoil originally launched back in 2013 with the Proto, and they've obviously established a line of shafts that are basically in every custom, you know, catalog out there. So now they're launching new shafts. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we're starting to see the Recoils make their way into stock sets as the stock graphite option. And by them expanding the line, what I'm hoping it does is bring graphite even more into the spotlight. That, you know, the Recoils, they have a steel look to them, which is by design. They have a stable feel to them, again, by design. And now with different options out there, people could put them in their irons. You know, they're bringing out something a little lighter weight with the 65 and refining the 760, 780. A little bit more. You're not going to see as much the difference on it, but it's more about how that one is made. And the more options, the better. It's going to be a good release.
So we will get to test those. And obviously, we have something going on with UST all year long where people can win a trip out to UST, get fit, a really special experience at no cost to them every single month on THP. So what do you give them a grade?
The grade for this one, I'm going to give them a B. It's the lowest grade I think I'm going to give during this episode. And the reason why, I think it's a little bit of a confusing release. It's more of a technical than aesthetic in what people are going to see in performance. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad release because I think it's going to be really good. I'm interested to see the price point on them, and I like that they're expanding their line.
Sounds good. Fifth topic is Bushnell did not just stop with a laser. They have the new GPS watch, the Neo Iron. Now, the last GPS watch they released was the Neo XS. That was back in 2014, and that was very well liked by THPers. The Ion is a different animal. When I first saw the release, I looked at the picture and I said, oh, it actually looks like a watch. I like the look of it. There's something there. It also adds a lot of features. So tell us about the Ion and then give us your grade.
Okay, well, if anybody listened to the first episode of our little podcast here, you'll know that I'm a big fan of GPS watches. And I think Bushnell probably listened to our show, and that's why they decided to release not only the rangefinder, but the GPS. So that makes me happy. Thank you for that, Bridgestone. Now getting to this one.
Or Bushnell.
Or Bushnell. Sorry for the slip of the tongue. Getting back to the Bushnell watch, improving the battery life, going at least 3 full rounds on one charge, that's a big thing. You know, the argument for rangefinders is the battery life is always going to be better on the rangefinders. For the GPS, to have it go for 3 full rounds, you know, you can go on a golf weekend and not have to worry about bringing your charger. That's a great thing. They have over 35,000 courses. I've never been to a golf course that does not have the course listed on my Bushnell Neo X watch.
That's pretty impressive because you do travel to play.
And I travel quite a bit. The design of it, really nice. I like the round watch face. This one has a little more of a luxury look than the previous model, just with the way the watch face is constructed. It's going to be great to see it and have it in hand in a few days. I like it. I'm going to give it an A-, more than the rangefinder.
Well, that's not surprising based on your grades last week on the previous episode of Rangefinder versus GPS. Now, normally we'd stop there with 5 topics, but we have a bonus topic, and that is today is the day that TaylorMade will release their M2 line. Driver, irons, tell us about the release in the limited information that's available right now. Obviously, more coming out today, and tell us what your thoughts are.
Okay, well, more coming out today. So some of this might be subject to change. The driver, from what we've seen, does have a speed pocket design at the bottom that should give you some high ball speeds, especially on balls contact made low on the face. That's a good thing. They've used speed pockets in their drivers and their fairway woods in the past, and we've all seen the technological benefits of that. So that's a good thing. They have a weight port in the back. It looks like it's going to be a fixed weight port. So hopefully that moves the CG back a little bit and gives it a little more forgiveness. And a similar crown design to the M1, which is fantastic. That's one of the best-looking drivers on the market, in my opinion, when you set up to the golf ball. I love the black and white design to it, the carbon fiber crown. It's nice.
So the talk leading up to this was about this launch, and TaylorMade teased it, so it's not like it was somewhere out of the blue. Mm-hmm. M2, and at least from there, the M family. Now, immediately, the talk was about the name. You know, M1 released in September, I believe, and really hit the ground running. It, you know, the company had been struggling. Struggling's not really the right word, but based on their projections and how they were going prior to R15, they weren't at the same level. M1 released, people were excited, people were talking about it. Those that were playing it were enjoying it and everything else. Fast forward a few months, and M2 comes out. Now, the natural thought process in the mind is M2 replacing M1, and here we go again. However, that's not the case. Right. This is completing a family. M2 is technically replacing, I guess you would say, Aero Burner. But when you look at the TaylorMade website, I think you'll see all the drivers in line, M1, M2, R15, and Aero Burner, as they continue to be on shelves. So what are your thought processes on how they've done this with the subtle teasers and here and there about the M2 family?
Well, I like that they've been teasing the family is going to be complete. I think that's really cool. It's good for them to do that, to get some kind of buzz for the release. The naming convention is somewhat confusing. We were talking last night, if I went out, and I'm using old TaylorMade drivers as an example, if I went out and bought the R9 and then 6 months later the R10 came out, immediately you would think that the R10 is the successor to the R9. So just because this is M2 versus M1, it kind of has the same type of feel to it, but that's not the case. They're making it a family. And, you know, maybe perhaps the irons, they're going to be called M2, and that's why. Maybe to clarify that, they're not calling them the M-series irons. They're calling them the M2 irons to signify that it's its own line but part of a family. So that kind of makes sense to me, and it might alleviate some confusion.
I tend to agree with you here. You know, I go back to one of their launches that I thought was particularly well done. You know, on the internet, there were some people who didn't like it, but the R9 launch from their drivers, they released R9. It was a huge success. They released R9 460. Again, a success, slightly changed, oversized, and then they came out with the Super Tri. You know, in a perfect world, you release those all at the same time and give people the choice of which one benefits them the most. Obviously, there's reasons why that's not taking place, and we don't need to get into release schedules and financials here. I would have liked to see M1 and M2 released at the same time, but, you know, coming in at different price points, I completely understand why the company didn't do so.
Yeah, the price point thing is going to be a big thing. You know, the M1 is currently $499. this one we expect to be in that maybe $299 to $399 range.
I would say closer to $399 than $299.
So it's going to be their more, compared to what they have, the more budget-friendly price. And you're going to see that because the features are a little bit stripped down from what the M1 is. There's no T-rail on the bottom. There's no real adjustability outside of the hosel. You can't move the weights around. Everything's going to be fixed. That's not a bad thing. You know, it's going to – the speed pocket, we've seen it work in other drivers. It can certainly work in this driver and give players a good performing head.
So give us your grade here.
The grade on this one – I kind of want to grade it incomplete, but I can't really do that. So we're going to give this one, we'll give it a solid B with the option of going even higher with more information that comes out. I like the teasers that they've done leading up to it. I like the shadowy pictures that are saying the family's going to be complete. And I like that they're bringing everything with it. It looks like it's driver, fairway woods, irons. I really like that. It's bringing in almost another new family to the family. We'll see what happens.
My one question regarding this release over others is, you know, here we are in January. Mm-hmm. There's the teasers kind of say the family is complete. I don't know if they're using that wording, but that's the definition that people are getting. Does that mean they can't release another driver this year?
Well, they're going to release another driver this year. You can feel it. And it's almost everywhere else in there's not too many companies out there that release in January and then don't release anything again the end of the year. And now with the way equipment gets, you know, pumped out because of the technological advances, and again, according to last show, I'm for that.
We both are.
We like releases. We're not complaining about that. I think they will release another driver. I don't know if it's going to be an M2S or an M1S in a different kind of color, which is what we've seen TaylorMade do in the past. AeroBurner came out, then AeroBurner Black. SLDR came out, and then SLDR White. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do something with that, but I expect them to have another driver out there in 2016.
And I guess we can say welcome to the family at that point.
Your family just got bigger. An unexpected family member.
Those are surprises that nobody wants to hear. So that wraps up the Dean's List grading. If you had to look at the launches, who made the Dean's List?
Well, they kind of all made the Dean's List, really. I mean, we gave UST with
the
recoil.
I don't know what school you went to, but B's didn't make the Dean's List at my school.
Well, the recoils were a B, so they kind of missed the Dean's List. We'll put them on the Dean Junior List. Taylor made it at a B, but that one could improve. We're looking for them to hand in a few extra assignments, and if that happens, you know, their grade could go up. Everyone else on the list, though, Bushnell is there. They have two great releases for the year. Bridgestone is definitely there with their golf ball. I think people are really going to like what the B series is all about this year. And, of course, Callaway coming out with a different finish on the PM grind. They got a high grade as well because that wedge is really fantastic, and now getting it in a different color option or finish option, people are really going to have options with those wedges on a wedge that gives you plenty of options to hit kind of shots. So it works out.
It sure does. Now, we are the morning right now before the PGA show. Demo day is tomorrow. Our meetings obviously started last night, but there's going to be a lot coming. We have contests live from the show floor, and we can tell you guys – first off, the first contest of the day, you're not going to want to miss when we put up the Bridgestone booth. We have a really good contest coming. Driver, balls, a lot is being given away. You want to give them a little bit of a teaser on the contest without giving it away?
Well, the contest is going to have to do with a certain member of their team and the apparel that he's going to be wearing. So be ready for that. Do your homework if you can read between the lines on who it might be. And you might be walking away with, I think, a JGR driver.
That is correct. Put in play already on the PGA Tour with some serious good finishes.
Yeah, Brant Snedeker has had some high finishes already with that driver. And Bridgestone's really excited about it. And so we're excited to give one away.
That's going to wrap it up for us this week. For myself and Dean, enjoy the PGA show coverage all week long. And we'll be back throughout with tons of content. And stay tuned for our next episode coming up soon. Bye, everybody.